Hi, and welcome to Now Trending. I'm Orla Johannes.
And I'm Andrea Elias.
Coming up on today's show, the trend in tattoos, and is it that easy to remove them?
Plus, the stresses of coping with Mother's Day, and we're going to introduce you to a mum and daughter who wrote their own cookbook.
And tips to outdoor entertaining now that the weather is getting better. So first of all, Andrea, I think it's incredibly important that I say congratulations to our new royal mummy. And happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. But for the new royal mum, the Duchess of Sussex, congratulations to her and Prince Harry on their beautiful baby boy.
I have to be honest, like this is, I surprised myself by being so excited. I was so excited when she had the baby.
Well, I mean, it's there's such anticipation. You know, and nobody knew, is it a boy? Is it a girl? Where are they having the baby? The name, such anticipation, but great excitement. And you know, after everything that Prince Harry has gone through, it's nice now for him to become a parent.
Well, it's just something that, it's just feel good. You know what I mean? And it's nice to get excited about something like that.
And happy Mother's Day to you, Andrea.
Same to you.
And to all the beautiful mothers out there. I hope you're enjoying your day with your children, your families. Montreal-based mother and daughter duo, Michelle and Randy Kohler. They got together and published their first cookbook of family recipes and are on the phone with us now. Hi, ladies.
Hi there.
So I absolutely love a cookbook with traditional family recipes. So what made you both decide to put this together?
I think I'll start with that. It's Michelle here. But when I was younger, my mom and I would always speak about making a cookbook. And then when I was engaged, my mother decided to compile a small little cookbook for me with all the recipes that were special to us that we always cooked together as a family. And she presented that to me right before I got married. And when she gave it to me, I said, this is the most special gift I've ever received and something that I would love to share with people. And as time went on, then we said, you know what, I had a little bit more time on my hands and decided to put forth all the effort to actually create a cookbook to share with the world.
That's amazing. I love this story because I feel like so many families have this, but to actually put it together in a cookbook is fantastic. So, Randy, are most of these recipes yours, or Michelle, did you include some of your own as well?
Originally, the book that I presented to Mish before she got married was a lot of recipes that I had really got over the years from family, from grandmother and my mother, and a whole bunch of recipes that I also researched before Google, but everything was all researched through different cookbooks and different recipes that were given from family that I sort of switched around and tried to make them a little bit exciting. And then what happened was as my family grew and the kids became more involved, certain ideas and certain types of foods were always encouraged. We would do Father's Day barbecues and Mother's Day brunches, and Mish was only 4 years old when she used to come into the kitchen and be so excited to cook certain things, and we would always like have a big presentation. It would always be a project, and I think one of the biggest things in compiling all the recipes was that it was really done with a lot of fun, and I think that's why Mish has such a passion for it now, and her creativity and her willingness and desire to do this cookbook was really based on the fact, and I'm going to impart to so many moms, is involve your daughter into something that's fun and it's long-lasting and it's so rewarding. And I think that's sort of was just the inspiration of collection and where we are today with a recipe book.
I mean, and it is a beautiful, beautiful book. You know, it's one of these books that you pick up and there's lots of pictures. The recipes are easy to follow. I mean, there's one I'm definitely going to try to make. It's the overnight French toast with blueberries. It looks amazing.
It's delicious.
It's decadent looking. I'm really excited to make that. Michelle, do you have a favorite recipe from the book?
I do. It's funny because when I was talking about the recipe with a lot of my friends, they're like, well, what's your favorite recipe from the cookbook? I'm like, you know what? I don't know. I'm like, people are going to ask me that question. And so I was speaking with my mom about it before, and I said, I think my favorite recipe is called the family favorite cheese pie, and it's such a classical family recipe. We have it for everything involved in family, so we'll have it at our Mother's Day brunch. We usually have it after Passover, like a favorite after a fast, like on Yom Kippur, a Jewish holiday. We always indulge in that. It's always
something that everybody from our family looks forward to. Like, my cousins love it. My friends love it. Everybody knows about it. Everybody knows this dish. So I think that's why it's very special to me also.
So what are you guys preparing today then for Mother's Day from your book?
So for Mother's Day, I'm actually, Michelle, I'm hosting my mother-in-law, my grandmother, and we are going to have a special brunch. We're going to be serving our overnight baked French toast, which we were talking about, which we have in the cookbook with blueberries, but if you really want something decadent, you can replace the blueberries with banana and chocolate chips.
Oh, yum.
Delicious. We'll have our traditional bagel lox and cream cheese, which is a family favorite, always.
I'll be preparing the cheese pie, which is an absolute necessity at every brunch. Family and friends anticipate it, so that's always something that's going to be on the table.
I think I'm definitely going to have to look the book up and try this cheese pie. We're mentioning this more than once.
It is special. And my grandmother's blueberry muffins, instead of making them, she's actually going to be making them. Nice.
Very nice. And what's the oldest recipe that you have in the book that has been going on for generations?
I think that would probably have to be either the rogala, which I remember my grandmother making, and there's also a few in the tradition section, the gefilte fish, which my mother-in-law, my husband's mom, actually, we used to only eat it at her house, and she never gave the recipe until she was a little bit older, and she decided, okay, you girls can come over and I'm going to share it with you. So I only got that recipe. It's probably the oldest recipe, but not the oldest recipe that I've been making. But she allowed us to watch her, so she was really the master of that.
Wow, that's awesome. So before we let you ladies go, Michelle, where can people get the book?
We are going to be selling it on Amazon and in various stores in Montreal, which have yet to be determined, but you can look at our website at www.lmldcookbook.com.
Okay, and we'll put a link to that on our Facebook page as
Perfect.
Well.
And also, ladies, apparently a portion of the proceeds are going to a charity.
Yes, to Auberge Shalom. It's a women's shelter in Montreal. We wanted to give it our efforts and the money that we raised to something related with women for Mother's Day. And because we were a women duo, we felt it very appropriate to give to that charity.
Well, congratulations to you both and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day. Thank you.
Coming up, are you thinking of getting a tattoo or planning on having one removed? That's next. But first, let's take a look at the roads.